Here's a melody, just a melody on its own. But hang on, here it is again, but higher. But the first one's still going on underneath, and yet it all fits together. Reminds me a bit of those rounds you used to sing in school, you know. Row, row, row your boat, gently
row,
down the stream.
Row your boat,
merrily down
row,
the stream.
Merrily, merrily,
your boat,
life,
merrily,
merrily,
down the
stream.
Merrily, life is but a dream. Sorry. You know, the class divided into groups, and you all sing the same line, but at different times. The lines all fit together, don't they? In classical music, there's a fancier version of this. It's called a fugue. It's a good yet rather complicated way of turning a basic idea into a whole intricate web of lines that form a piece. Here's another one starting up, a kind of challenge for the listener, the composer, and the performer, managing to play all those lines at once. Fugues have been around since the 1500s, but it's in the 1700s you get the most famous, those written by Bach, like this one. Bach managed to create this music that is scientific, I suppose, in its patterns, a bit like one of those Zen pebble gardens, but at the same time, like the garden, beautiful to behold. Fugues were something composers turned to if they wanted intricate, weighty, overwhelming sound going on. This one's by Mozart. And one of Beethoven's last compositions is a great fugue for string quartet. Fugues pop up all over the place. Symphonies by Bruckner and Mahler. Can you hear all those melodies weaving around one another? Fugues appear in pieces by Strauss and Stravinsky. And even on the Broadway stage, how about this from West Side Story? The fugue. A melody that repeats and changes and grows into ever-evolving patterns, proving that imitation is the best form of flattery.